The number of gray wolves in Wisconsin is growing and is estimated to be at about 500. The killing of 9 wolves during the gun deer season tops the old high of 5 set during 2002. DNR Chief Warden Randy Stark says 3 of the wolves were killed in Douglas County. The others were shot in Bayfield, Price, Oneida, Oconto, Chippewa, and Adams counties. Stark says the shootings are still under investigation, but he acknowledges that some people in Wisconsin don't like the state's gray wolf reintroduction program.
The sentiments of some people around the state are such that, you know, they're not exactly enamored with the presence of wolves, and we understand that. And I think as a department, you know, we're working towards trying to get the tools to be able to control the wolf population. But of course, there are other factors that come into this in terms of federal regulations and lawsuits about delisting wolves.
Last summer, a judge halted the state's ability to kill problem wolves, saying that violated the Endangered Species Act. With another statewide gun deer season for antlerless deer starting tomorrow, Stark warns hunters to be careful.
It's one of the 4 basic firearm safety rules is just to be sure of your target and beyond. And be sure that when you decide to shoot at an animal, that you know what you're shooting at.
The antlerless season ends on Sunday. The DNR is offering a $4,000 reward for information about the wolf shootings that leads to an arrest and conviction. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.